gay marriage. Is it biblical?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of a popular video called Raising Godly Children in an Ungodly World. Well, Ken, the issue of gay marriage is making headlines across America and indeed around the world. What does the Bible say that would address all of this?
Well, there are many passages in both the Old and New Testaments that deal specifically with the doctrine of marriage and the issue of homosexuality. For instance, when you read passages like Ephesians 5 and Matthew 19, there's no doubt that the doctrine of marriage, which is based on the Genesis account of the creation of Adam and Eve, is that it can only be one man and one woman. There's no basis whatsoever in Scripture anywhere for two men or two women to be a legitimate marriage. Also, Scripture makes it clear in Romans chapter 1 and many other places that homosexual behavior is a sin. It's an abomination to the Lord. For example, Sodom and Gomorrah were judged because of this horrible sin. And consider one of the primary importances of marriage anyway. According to Scripture, it's to produce godly offspring. Adam and Eve were told to be fruitful and multiply, but there's no way a gay marriage can fulfill this command. Sadly, because our Western culture is abandoning God's word as the absolute authority, people are also giving up the true basis of marriage.
Well, speaking of marriage, have you ever wondered where did Cain find his wife? Ken Ham provides the answer on our website, answersradio.com. It's a free booklet at answersradio.com.